Please stand if you're able and hear the words of the gospel lesson. Picture yourself on this road, the encounter on Emmaus Road. On that same day, two disciples were traveling to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. While they were discussing these things, Jesus himself arrived and joined them on their journey. They were prevented from recognizing him. He said to them, What are you talking about as you walk along? They stopped, their faces downcast. The one named Cleopas replied, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who is unaware of the things that have taken place over the last few days? He said to them, What things? They said to him, The things about Jesus of Nazareth. Because of his powerful deeds and words, he was recognized by God and all the people as a prophet. But our chief priests and our leaders handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the one who would redeem Israel. All these things happened 3 days ago. But there's more. Some women from our group have left us stunned. They went to the tomb early this morning, and they didn't find his body. They came to us saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who told them he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had said. They didn't see him. Then Jesus said to them, You foolish people, your dull minds keep you from believing all that the prophets talked about. Wasn't it necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then he interpreted for them all the things written about himself in all the scriptures, starting with Moses and going through all the prophets. When they came to Emmaus, he acted as if he was going on ahead, but they urged him, saying, Stay with us. It is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. After he took his seat at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he disappeared from their sight. They said to each other, Weren't our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the road and when he explained the scriptures for us? They got up right then and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered there. They were saying to each other, The Lord really has risen. He appeared to Simon. Then the two disciples described what had happened along the road and how Jesus was made known to them as he broke the bread. Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. Please be seated. One week. That's all it had been. And yet, looking back, it seemed like an eternity. I mean, how could something that was so right go so wrong in such a little bit of time? I mean, one week, and it appeared as though the dream had come true. Jesus had ridden into the Jerusalem on the back of a colt, and by doing that, he announced to everyone that he was indeed the Messiah. People were shouting, and they were waving tree branches, and they were throwing their cloaks down on the road in front of him. It was only going to be a matter of days before Rome was finally defeated, and they would finally be free. It was the God-given promise from generations ago. It's what they had been waiting for. But in the end, what seemed like a dream come true turned into a nightmare that wouldn't end. The man who could cure diseases, raise people from the dead, feed multitudes on next to nothing, save people from evil spirits, In the end, he didn't have the power to save himself. All those promises, all those hopes, they hung on a cross and they died. So much for being a Messiah. How could they have been so stupid, so gullible, and so naive? But now Passover was over. It was complete. The only thing left to do was to pack up their broken dreams and start the journey home. What a Passover it had been. Two of his followers joined the long line of people leaving Jerusalem and walking. They were walking toward the small town of Emmaus. And as they walked, they began rehashing all the events of the past week. Now, those of us who have walked down that road of broken dreams, we know how that conversation goes, don't we? It's one that's filled with speculation, grief, and unanswered questions. So I can only imagine that as those two walked down the road, their conversation went something like, do you really think Judas? But where was Peter? Why did he suddenly disappear? I guess we should have seen the writing on the wall. If we'd known where it was going to end, would we have even followed? If only we had known. You know, such conversations, they go on forever. They go in circles. They get nowhere because, well, the answers that we so desperately want, they just aren't there. The answers died with a broken promise. Or at least that's how it seems in the moment. As those two companions were walking down the road discussing all that had happened and all they had once hoped for, a stranger walked up beside them. One has to wonder if they even noticed or if they cared, because they never invited him into the conversation. As a matter of fact, it was the stranger who finally interrupted them. Excuse me, but would you mind telling me what you're talking about? Now, I'm convinced that Luke gives us the cleaned up version. I mean, that question would be like someone asking us what people were talking about after the collapse of the Twin Towers. It was a stupid question. And if my experience tells me anything, then actually Cleopas' answer was more like, what hole did you come crawling out of? Everybody in Jerusalem is talking about it. And you don't know? But the stranger refused to be put off. He just fairly coolly looked at him and said, what things? And suddenly all of the pain and the confusion came tumbling out. Well, there was this man, Cleopas said. His name was Jesus, and he was wonderful. He was really, really wonderful. The things he did, the things he said. He was obviously from God. We thought he was the Messiah, the one who was going to liberate Israel. But that didn't happen. He was crucified instead. And to make matters worse, some of the women went to the tomb this morning and they said his body was gone and that they had seen him, that he was alive. Oh, stupid women. How crazy is that? A dead man alive. The stranger never interrupted. He just walked beside them and listened. And when Cleopas was finally finished, in a typical yes but fashion, he began reminding them what the scriptures said about the Messiah. And while they were still unaware of who the stranger really was, the important thing is they listened. And yes, some of what he said contradicted what they had believed and what they were feeling. And yet they allowed him to speak. They listened in silence. They respected him despite their obvious difference of opinion. And in that process of give and take, they opened themselves up to the meaning, the true meaning of the resurrection. Now, Christians, I want you to put yourself in their place. It's hard. Because in many ways, we're in the same place. And Palm Sunday's parade is over. The shouts of, "He is risen," from Easter Sunday have all been forgotten. And we're back on the road to life as usual. So if someone came alongside of us today and said, "So, what are you talking about?" How would we answer? And if we actually knew the person was Jesus, would it change how we answered or we felt? If Jesus was standing right there, would we, feeling full of laments about what's going on in the world, how awful it is and everything that's wrong, would we give him our whole list of complaints, both in our personal lives and in the world? Would we really fill him with what we know? Or would we rejoice in his presence among us? And would we listen intently to the challenges that he gave us? Yet we're supposed to be God's Easter people. We're supposed to be the ones who, despite all the darkness and despair, the uncertainties and the doubts, we're supposed to be the ones that surround ourselves with the assurance of the resurrection. And the resurrection should change the way that we think about things. I mean, Easter tells us that regardless of how hopeless it may look, the story isn't over unless God says it's over. And God hasn't said it's over. Until that time, like it or not, we are a part of the story. And what we need to remember is that God will ultimately use all of the brokenness, the disappointment, the grief, and God will put it together so it's good. When we believe it, when we live it. When it's a story that we tell and live out, it changes everything. You know, according to Reverend Katie Rangers, the resurrection was never about things like institutional success, big churches, or personal vindication. It was and it is about the fulfillment of everything the prophets said about who the Messiah would be. Everything they said about love and creation, brokenness and justice, redemption and new life, that is the resurrection. So what may seem like failure is really only the beginning of something new, something beyond our ability to imagine. And because of the resurrection, we never have to be afraid ever again. We are living God's story. We are the mouthpiece of that story. We are the ones to live it into reality. When the two Emmaus disciples finally realized who Jesus was, when they finally knew the truth of the resurrection, they raced the 7 miles back into Jerusalem to tell the others. And they told them the rest of the story, which, according to Reverend Rangers, is, I quote, what Jesus asks you and me to do. Tell the story. Share the story. Bear witness to the hope that is with you, as it says in 1 Peter. We live in a world that needs some hope. A world that trades in isolation and rumors and fear. And so when Jesus sidles up to you on whatever road it is you're walking, and believe me, he will at some point, and he asks, what are you talking about? Be ready. Be ready to tell him about the things that broke your heart, about the pearl of great price you almost missed. Tell him about the moment hope came back from the dead. And then just listen. What are you talking about? Friends, the story isn't over. Jesus is alive. To God be the glory. And all God's children say, amen.